I came from a similar institution in Scotland, Warrior Homes, and I went in when I was two, and came to Australia when I was nine. And it was very much like similar regimentation. Everyone got equal treatment. The schooling was better in Scotland.
How many children in the homes in Scotland? How many homes?
500. I said 1,000 the other day.
So 500 children.
500 children in the Quarry homes.
How many homes?
It was a cottage homes like here, was it? Yeah.
I know I was in number 27. I think it went up to 50 or something.
50.
And there was a house parent, and that's going back to, 29, 30, around, beginning, in the 30s. They'd have a house parent, the house parents, they were generally a married couple, and they'd have, I have read 14, but I think there was more than that where I was, in each home. And same system of farm, a school. They also had an epileptic hospital attached to it. That was another 195 inmates or residents. And they had them. Seemed to be, I've got a 12-month resume of the entries and leaving, and the donations that were made over the year. It's written by the general superintendent, I think, and a committee, a special committee of people. I should have brought it with me.
You know why you were in the quarry at that
time? Oh, yes, I was a bastard child. And in Scotland, if you're a bastard child in 1929, it wasn't very nice. It's for my mother. For me, babies don't know anything. But for my mother, it wasn't very pleasant.
Yes.
And so I went to Quarries. She sent me to Quarries.
So there were brothers and sisters in Quarry homes too?
Oh, up to seven of them I read the other day. I started reading it the other day.
Malcolm didn't have any brothers and sisters.
No.
Did you see your mother at all?
Yes, I saw her about four times. And I've seen her in Australia once. She came to Australia and was living in Perth and came across from the Indian Pacific. And I saw her on Central Railway Station. And she turned from a slim sort of a lady to a very stout little short, she was 5 foot tall. I couldn't believe it. I'd had my dreams all those years with my mother. I was just a very small, slim, good looking. But she got a bit stout by the time I saw her. I saw her for a couple of weeks.
And she gave permission for you to come to Australia, did she?
Well, she's... She gave permission if I gave permission.
All right, so you told the quarry people that you're happy to come.
Well, they told me that horse riding out here, you went to school riding a horse. that really grabbed me.
You did in the country, though.
Well, that's true. It's quite true what they were saying, and they had newsreels of Australia. It looked quite good. In 39, Sydney was quite a bustling place, but they said it was a bush. Then they started telling us that Aboriginals jump out of trees. You've got to watch out for the Aboriginals jumping out of trees.
In a way, they did a good publicity.
Propaganda.
Basically, it was the boat ride. I was going to get a boat ride, 6 week boat ride. And so I got a boat ride. It was everything it was supposed to be.
It was going to be a great adventure, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was certainly from the regimen of the orphanage, something new and big.
Escape.
Yeah. So I was quite happy to come, and she was quite happy to let me. Yeah. Came to Burnie.